Don doesn't think there's a problem.
Lee, those restrictions aren't going to affect Lucky Strike. Besides, Lee, your lawyers came up with them. No more smoking teenagers. We complied a year ago. No more famous athletes. And we have to stop using certain angles. Low angles, wide lenses, anything that makes the smoker appear superhuman. Why is this empty?
Because you drank it all.
He can't hear you.
There's kind of a loophole because even without athletes, you can still use sports. Bowling, for example, seems a natural fit. Bowling is a sport, Lee. Well, how about horse racing?
Lee, the jockey smokes the cigarette.
Any of you ladies bring any ice with you?
We're sorting out the focus group for Pons, and I haven't gotten the hypothesis in writing anyway. And
he said, John.
We'll do our best. Peggy, write it up.
You haven't okayed the brief.
I liked your idea. I liked it a lot.
The mirror one or the cleansing one?
What's the mirror one?
Well, I think it's about the ritual. The multiple applications. Indulgence. Pons is the only cold cream that allows me to stare at myself in the mirror for 20 minutes and feel good and not vain.
Very good. So, we're talking about girls 18 to 25. Can I grab a few from around here?
Yeah, help
yourself. See, I would never buy a sailboat. I don't want to do things myself. For that price, a boat should have a motor. The what? One of those, too.
Anything else?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Don about that? I have to go to the little boy's room.
I'm sorry, Lee. Can you go through that one more time?
That's the Lucky Strike call? Why wasn't I told?
Be happy. I saved you an assay.
So what's so bad he couldn't tell me?
Cal Rutledge from Cheeseboro Ponds has a wild hair about Clearasil. He thinks they're in conflict.
Pimple cream and cold cream? A rather broad definition.
Does it matter? But, Pete, we're going to have to resign the Clearasil trip.
Why?
Lynn?
It can't be up for debate. Clearasil is worth $1.25 million in billings, and Pond's over two.
No. Oh. Do you know what it took to get my father-in-law to join this new firm to begin with?
15% of $750,000 is near $113,000.
Roger, I don't expect him to understand this, but do you have any idea of what I've had to do to keep that account? The personal toll I've paid?
I do. But you've been good to him. Remember that. Sales-wise.
Mr. Sterling?
I don't believe this.
Roger.
Throw yourself on the grenade. Protect the agency. Your apartment now.
This evening, if you can.
Over half this agency is dedicated to your needs, but if you want to get into the line-by-line of the costs we've billed for, I'll have Lane Price at the foot of your bed in 20 minutes.
Oh, my God, there's some kind of fire.
Right down by Radio City.
Roger, we should go. Sorry, Lee.
We gotta go. Okay. Bye-bye.
Should I type all this up?
Yes. And remind me to remind Caroline to tell Lane that Lucky Strike noticed that they're being billed for all the work we do for everybody else at this agency. You know what? I don't want that on paper.
Who is that?
A dear friend.
Is that the letter from California?
Yes.
I hate this office.
You wanted to be close to Roger.
Make yourself at home, why don't you?
Did you see Sunday's paper?
That's about the Playtex ad they keep complaining about. I've been told the printer swapped paper stocks, and I don't care if she looks like a Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican girls buy brassieres.
Not that they need to. Saw this one on the subway, and one of those striped Jean Seberg shirts, red rag in her hair, nipples.
I'm not in the mood. What do you want?
Cosgrove's getting married.
So?
He took us to the opera last month. Great seats, and now I know why. Turns out her father shits gold ingots.
What does he do?
CFO of Corning. My father-in-law's a bus driver. The only place he can take me is to the moon.
Ken's the competition. Why are you going to the opera with him?
He's twice our size. We're friends, aren't we?
Friends. Why are you always looking for a job? What?
Look, Pete. There's a group of us.
We're all coming up together. You don't think Kenny's a comer? You know he has Mountain Dew? It's Pepsi. We're having lunch tomorrow. Tag along. He always asks about you.
Of course he does.
Worst case, Kenny will brag too much and you can steal a client from him.
Hello. Sorry, that looks like bad news.
Oh, it's not mine. I'm Joyce. I work at Life, assistant photo editor.
Peggy Olson.
Sterling Cooper Draper Price, copywriter. Really?
Life magazine. I love the photos.
Oh, I'll never see these.
I have to admit, I'd be shocked.
He's my friend, and my boss hates nudes. Who hates nudes?
That's a beautiful one.
I'm going to the mailroom. Peggy, right? 37th floor?
Tom, you're 15 minutes early.
Yeah, so are you. Sit down. We can eat any time or not at all.
Excuse me. Doors on the rocks.
What's so important?
Oh. Tom, how are you feeling?
Couldn't be better.
I hope you know I've always done my best to make you happy.
I do.
And there's no reason, as far as I'm concerned, that there should be any change in the way that we deal with each other. Tom, this is very hard for me to say. I honestly don't know how you're going to take this. And it's been very hard to separate our business relationship from the rest of our life. But they should be separate.
You are some kind of high wasp, all right. Look, I can't keep this up.
Keep what up?
I heard.
You know.
You crazy kid.
What are you talking about?
Keeney was with Trudy at the doctor. Congratulations.
What? Oh, shit. Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
It was Monday, for crying out loud. Why hasn't she told you?
I don't know.
Well, it may be her news, but it is good news. You can't tell her that I told you. You can't.
I'm going to be a father.
Can you believe it?
Huh? I'm going to be a father.
Okay.
I feel like my heart's going to burst.
Champagne right here. Bring a bottle. We're going to tie one on. If it's a boy, it's $1,000. A girl, $500.
I'll do what I can do.
You really can't tell Trudy. I don't know how I let the cat out of the bag. I thought you knew what I was talking about. What did you think I was talking about?
What?
Why did you have to see me?
I just wanted to, we're putting new creative on Clears.
Oh, fine. Who cares? May you know this feeling many times. I only had the one, and I love her to death. But I wish we had had more. Jeannie had her uterus removed. Some kind of a cyst or something. Trudy!
I'm sick, Peter. I'm so sick
about this. Daddy just called me from a payphone, drunk and in tears. I know what you think. I just wanted to wait till our anniversary to tell you.
I don't care, Trudy. I don't care how I hurt.
Peter.
How did this happen? What did the doctor say?
I'm going to have a baby.
I want to pick you up and spin you around, but I don't want to damage anything in there.
I'm so happy you're happy.
I don't know. It feels much different than I expected.
How would you know what this feels like? Come. Get off your feet.
How are you feeling?
Tell me you'll forgive my father. They already think you hate them. And honestly, it's my fault.
I don't hate them.
I shouldn't have taken my mother to the doctor. Not that doctor. It's just, I thought something was going on, and I was so prepared to be disappointed, or that, God forbid, something was really wrong.
Trudy, I had to talk to him because the agency has to drop Clearasil.
Why?
There's another product that's similar, and we can't,
A conflict. Peter, I'm familiar with the term. You use it all the time.
I invited him there, and this good news trumped my bad news. And the funny thing is, that was the moment to tell him. I was so bowled over.
Why don't you let my father hear this from me? He's already so guilty, he'll never feel the knife go in.
I can't let you do that.
I'm the one who talked him into returning to the agency to begin with.
We needed him.
And now you don't. He'll be fine. Tomorrow night. Yankee pot roast. Let's go. Caroline will be watching your desk.
Maya, you have to do this.
You don't have to do this. You're getting paid.
We're old and we're married. They don't want us.
But I use Ponce.
I do.
Come on.
Oh, girls, find your places. Megan, help me with the curtains.
No matter how late I come, I'm always waiting for someone.
I had to wait until the girls left the ladies' room to change.
You could use my office, but I don't have one.
This isn't right.
I thought you wanted Faye, not Dr. Miller.
Yes, but I told someone to leave the E off of Faye. I'd like to be able to correct it in front of the girls. It makes them trust me.
Because your name is spelled wrong?
Because I'm obviously not that important. I don't need it.
I have to warn you, there's lots of perfume.
There always is.
Why, everyone has a nifty name tag.
Very well, then. I suppose I'll work in Mr. Sterling's office. He won't be coming.
As I said, my name is Faye. I have a name tag. Guess they forgot about me.
Well, they got mine wrong. I'm Dottie. I mean, I'm not a Dottie person. That's my name.
Hello, Dottie. So, there's no reason to be anxious. We have to enjoy the fact that we're all getting paid not to work for a little bit. Don't worry.
That's our little secret. And I'd like you to think this is just a bunch of your friends. This maybe this is a sorority or a bridal shower, a tea, or just a bunch of us celebrating, say, Allison's birthday at my apartment.
You shouldn't be surprised, looking around the room, that we're here to talk about beauty. What are the things we all do to keep ourselves beautiful, or simply to enhance it? Please pass the Danish. You don't have to raise your hand.
Anyone? I can say it. I have a routine. I brush my hair 100 times, just like I did when I was a little girl. But of course, only the night before I have it set.
Very cute. Can you imagine? Your financial future is in the hands of a room full of 22-year-old girls. Not mine.
Okay. Sometimes I watch my weight. No one's hungry?
I'd like a Danish.
I don't use Pons, if that's what you're asking. That's okay. I'm of French extraction, and my mother has beautiful skin. She never washes her face. She's not dirty. She uses water, but nothing else. And you do what she does? What does she do? She stands at the sink, and she runs the water until it's just the perfect temperature, not too hot. And she splashes it on her face, and she pats her cheeks with her fingertips. And she looks at herself. Yes, she does.
She's amazing.
I sit at my vanity, and I have this night cream. My boyfriend laughed at me. What was so funny about it? It was just, you know, one time, Christmas Eve, we were staying up late, and we were playing house, I guess.
You shouldn't do things for them. They don't appreciate it.
You don't think they appreciate you being beautiful? We broke up a year ago. Actually, I don't know what he noticed, but it wasn't me, I guess. It's worse when they notice sometimes. Allison, please continue.
It's nothing.
Are you in there?
Yes.
I asked your girl to inform me of your arrival.
She's in that group.
Did you speak with Tom?
I'm sorry, it didn't happen. The opportunity passed.
Well, then we shall endeavor to recreate it. Perhaps lunch today? I'm afraid Roger has already informed Pons that this was attended to.
That's sloppy. I have a lunch, but I'm seeing him tonight. Damn it. Lane. I just found out I'm going to be a father.
Well, now, that should take the sting out of all of this.
I suppose.
I apologize. That's the very best news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I just kept thinking, why does he stare at other girls? Well, men do that, but does he look at me that way? And we're not married, so who am I?
How the hell did this get so sad so fast?
I know I'm speaking for everyone here, but you can't think it has anything to do with how you look, Dottie.
You can only do your best with what God gave you.
What about makeup?
I feel like it doesn't matter what I see. It matters what he sees. I feel like I gave him everything, and I got nothing.
I could see she was going to crack.
Allison?
Are you all right, dear?
It's okay. She'll be all right.
Should I?
If she wanted to be around us, she would have stayed. Sarah.
What do you do that makes you feel good about the way you look?
I feel kind of responsible, do you mind?
Is there any kind of ritual?
I think my strategy was right. They just want to get married. And they'll buy anything that'll help.
Are you all right?
No. And you.
Come with me. People cry in these things all the time. Grown men. I was in a bunch when I first started working here. I'd say half the time somebody cries.
Really?
I think it just feels good to talk.
I can't even say anything because I know he's right out there, right through the glass.
Who?
I don't know how you stand it. The way he turns on the charm 1 minute and then yanks it away. I couldn't even talk to him.
Don.
Would you stop it? I realized you must have gone through everything I've gone through. But now I know it's just he's a drunk and they get away with murder because they forget everything.
I don't know what you think. Forget it. Your problem is not my problem.
Fine.
And honestly, you should get over it.
Please leave me alone.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too. Bye. Bye.
She go home?
No, she's fine.
Nothing else good happened.
Bye now. Oh, okay, great. Bye-bye.
That went very well. Stop the tape.
Is she okay?
Who?
Yes, she's fine.
All right.
Let's talk preliminary results. Is it all right if we put this back the way it goes?
We can go to my office.
Let's go in there.
Well, that's big news. If you need any baby crap, Jen and I have a closet full.
Hello, fellas.
Good to see you, Kenny.
Beach?
All right, Ken.
Mr. Crane.
Over here, Gil.
There's a phone call for you.
I gotta get this. This is Ganis. The CBS are screwing me again.
Those what?
Order for me. Caesar salad, no dressing.
Wanna take a look?
Sure. Listen, I gotta get this out of the way, but I would appreciate it for the future if you would not say shitty things about me behind my back.
What?
Come on, are you gonna deny it and make it worse?
I don't know what you heard, but it's not true.
You didn't call me an all-American idiot who fell into everything?
Whom did I supposedly say this to?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'd like to defend myself.
I heard that you told your wife that I was driving the tractor when the accident happened.
What? I don't think so. What I probably said was that you were involved. We all were. And that it was your account.
And Crane told me yesterday you said I was marrying for money.
I didn't say that. He did.
Well, he's like that, and everybody who knows him knows that. But when you say it, and especially when it gets back to my fiancée, Trudy knows her, you know. Some garden club.
I was unaware of that. Look, you know what? I apologize. Mea culpa.
Textbook Harry.
You know what? He's buying lunch.
I don't really care. I'm just glad to be out of the office.
It is nice. Especially without having to listen to some client yammering about how dirty the city is. How's it going?
Been floating along laterally, but I don't know that it's a love affair. It's better than McCann.
What was that like?
Are you kidding me? It's the worst agency I've ever seen. The worst. My mother was a nurse at the state hospital in Vermont, and that was the last time I saw so many retarded people in one building.
So you're getting married. Now, congratulations.
It's all that really matters, right?
Actually, I have a bit of news of my own. Trudy is with child.
Good for you. Good for you. I'll be honest, I can't wait.
It's very good so far.
New family, new agency. Has to be exciting.
Well, you know, wherever you do this job, you're doing this job.
I know you're all slaves to Draper over there, but I'd rather be a slave to creative than some old fart. Whoever pours the last drink gets all the credit, and you're spinning your wheels half the time. Right now, we're chasing Mountain Dew. Supposedly, we're going to turn it into Pepsi. But the only reason Pepsi would do it is to make BBDO sweat. This whole idea that we get the bigger company is a joke. We just end up with a bunch of little pieces.
Well, the grass is always greener.
Who am I kidding? Look how lucky we are. Another Campbell. That's just what the world needs.
Can I come in?
It's your office.
Glad to see you're feeling better. If you don't feel like working,
I'm very embarrassed.
People cry in those groups all the time, Allison.
That's not what I'm embarrassed about. This actually happened.
I know.
We made a mistake. And I feel like it's awkward. And it's better for both of us if I move on.
I don't think that's necessary. We're both adults.
No, I really would feel better about it. A friend of mine told me about a job at a magazine, and I thought that might be interesting, working for a woman. Anyway, I would appreciate it if you could write me a recommendation.
Absolutely. What would probably be even better is if you type up whatever you want and I'll sign it.
What?
You've been sparkling in your duties. Just put it on my stationery, put whatever you want, and I'll sign it.
I don't say this easily, but you're not a good person.
Allison, hold on. Secretary. I miscleaned up.
Would you be open to Allison returning in a couple of days?
If that's what she wants.
Really?
No.
So at this point, you've read everything out here?
I don't even like magazines, but I brought in a book and they told me it didn't look right.
Hi. Do you want to come back and see my office?
Another time. Listen, my friend, the photographer, Mr. Reject, he's having a, I don't even know what to call it, downtown.
Are you inviting me?
Are you afraid of the subway?
Of course not.
Thanks, sweetheart. Washington Market. Unless you have to work or have plans that are more interesting. Starts at 9. I'll be there at 10.
She's kind of pretentious.
I know.
Dog.
darling. We're so excited. Is that you, Peter?
I'm going to keep my mouth shut from now on.
Well, hello there.
How are you feeling?
A little behind. Why don't you let me fix my father and you a drink, and you can show my mother what we have planned for the maid's room.
I'll make the drinks. I don't care.
No, why don't you show your mother the maid's room? I don't know that I'm an expert.
Oh, okay. Come along, Mother.
We're a couple of lucky ducks, aren't we?
We are. Tom, let me ask you something.
What are you having?
In a minute. Listen.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. You need a bigger apartment. I get it.
Every time you jump to conclusions, Tom, you make me respect you less.
What?
Look, you gave us Clearsill, and we're extremely grateful. But there's only so much business it's going to do.
Yeah, well, that's kind of in your hands, isn't it?
I'm done auditioning. You gave us this under a certain pretext. I've done well by you, and the idea was, if we do well by this account, you'll give us a shot at the big one. Because right now, I have bigger business than Clearsill.
Are you mad at me?
No. Clearsill was conflicted out by a bigger company, and I'm trying to build a business here.
Well, what do you want? Do you want the cough syrup?
I want all of it. I want the Formula 44 mixture, the cough drops, the inhaler, vapor rub. Who's doing a better job for you than I have?
Well, you've given me something to think about.
Really? I think it's pretty simple. What can I get you? Trudy! Do we have any ice?
You son of a bitch.
Tom, you have to come see this.
Beer or something? I thought I saw someone with a beer. Jesus.
writer.
So am I. What do you write?
I'm a copywriter.
What do you write?
That is writing. You're not working on something else? David Kellogg. This is Peggy Olson. She wanted to meet you. I'm Catholic.
So you like it?
I don't think I'm supposed to. I love your news. We're looking for photographers.
Glad I was here to see this. Sweet.
I work at Sterling Cooper Draper Price. Advertising.
Why would I ever do that?
So you can get paid to practice your art.
Art in advertising? Why would anyone do that after Warhol? Sorry, for somebody to sell their soul, they've got to have one.
Are they beating people?
I took the film.
I should see this. It could be a story. How can I find you?
I know where she is.
Blanketship.
I look forward to hearing that every day. There's coffee and a roll on your desk, and Mr. Sterling would like to see you.
Roger, he's here.
Could you get the others?
Blankenship? Boy.
Hello? Could you fetch Campbell and Price Lane, Mrs.?
What'd you do to make them take her out of mothballs? She was working in Cooper's apartment.
Allison found a better opportunity. You know, he works without pants.
Morning, Don.
Don. Morning.
I'd like to say in front of this informal partners meeting that I'm in the midst of signing Vicks Chemical, the entire cough line. Built at around $6 million, and they love television.
It's truly spectacular news. Congratulations. How'd you swing that?
I guess, as the president would say, I turned chicken shit into chicken salad. I thought I'd kick Clear Cell over to Geyer.
Anyone but Shaw.
We're taking Philip Kirkmeyer and Tom Vogel to luncheon today.
Don't worry, we already checked it with your girl. Keep it up.
Thank you, Don.
Please reschedule Dr. Miller.
They're not really pornography, per se. They're just nudes. They're like Renaissance paintings.
Party sounds fun. We had nude models in school. You know, right away, whoever has the best drawing is going to get her.
Did you know Malcolm X was shot last Sunday?
Yes, Peggy.
Oh, did you know who he was?
You ever read the stuff between the ads?
A few of us are sending a bottle of champagne to the Campbells.
I'll sign the card.
I was hoping for a contribution.
No, thank you.
Trudy's pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe that guy's married to her. I would get her so pregnant.
Hello? Congratulations.
Yes. $6 million comes. You shut laying up for a while.
No, I mean about the baby.
Yes. I guess that's news.
I just wanted to let you know how happy I am for you. Both.
Thank you.
Send her in.
What do you want?
Nothing. I moved the meeting.
Oh, your secretary said you needed to see me immediately.
We're still working things out.
Well, I've done everything but finish the report.
How'd we do?
Well, it turns out the hypothesis was rejected. I'd recommend a strategy that links Pond's cold cream to matrimony. A veiled promise.
Hello, 1925. I'm not going to do that. So, what are we going to tell the client?
I can't change the truth.
How do you know that's the truth? A new idea is something they don't know yet, so of course it's not going to come up as an option. Put my campaign on TV for a year, then hold your group again. Maybe it'll show up.
Well, I tried everything. I said routine, I tried ritual. All they care about is a husband. You were there, I'll show you the transcripts.
You can't tell how people are going to behave based on how they have behaved.
Why are you being so hostile? You think I've never had this argument before?
Because you go in there and you stick your finger in people's brains, and they just start talking, blah, 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 just to be heard. And you know what? Not only does it have nothing to do with what I do, but it's nobody's business.
Well, you're the client.
That's right.
Hello?
It's Joyce. Lunch, 5 minutes.
Sure. Meet you in the lobby?
No. My friends want to see Megan.
Pete, you remember Phil Kochmeyer?
Pleasure to see you again.
Shall we?
We're just waiting on Don.
Hi. You want to join us? I can't.
Did you get pears? They'll discuss it inside.